following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to your weekly soccer deep dive covering Europe and beyond, where I'll offer you insightful and memorable content. I'm your host, DJ Pa, and this is Off the Pitch. Welcome back to another episode of Off the Pitch. I'm your host, DJ Pa, and today we're going to be welcoming on a very special guest, Aaron Garcia, an incredibly technical and shifty attacker for Tomales High School, who won the school's first playoff game since 2019. I'm really looking forward to this conversation, Aaron. Welcome to Off the Pitch.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's so good to have you on the show. Let's get straight into it. So for this 2024 season, your team went 10-2 against Division III opponents. Were you anticipating this level of success going into August?
Well, I had a feeling since the beginning of the soccer season that we were going to be going far because we're just really focused during the summer. And I just knew that our team had potential.
And were you aware that this was the first time that your team had made the playoffs since 2021? And also, it was the first playoff win and the best record since 2019? Were you thinking about these records and trying to maybe have a iconic season, or were you just trying to play your game?
Well, at the beginning, we wanted to just play for fun because the year before, we had a rough start to the season. But once we started realizing that we had the potential to beat every team, we started focusing and trying so we can get the wins because we wanted the first place. And we knew it wasn't going to come easy, so we had to lock in.
Tell me more about that. Do you think about the school's history and do you try to want to improve that? Or do you just go into the season like it's the first one?
Well, the year before, on my sophomore year, we had a terrible record. So that inspired me to play better on to the new season.
Of course. And what do you think sets this team apart from prior teams in your school's history? How different is the coaching, players, and overall attitudes?
Something that makes us different from other teams is that we're a really respectful team on and off the field. We pick up our trash at school. We also, on the pitch, we're respectful to the players and to the coaches. We never have foul language. If someone gets hurt, we try to help them up and help them off the field. Our coach, because we only got one coach, he's a Coast Guard, so he disciplines us to be a better team and to have respect towards the people.
All right. Yeah, that's great to hear that your coach is a Coast Guard worker, and that definitely plays a part into your team's success. One thing I want to ask, however, is tell me about the coaching style. Is he very disciplined with you guys, like making you run a lot? Does he make you guys do a lot of drills to be more technical? Tell me more about that.
Well, coach likes to see us succeed. He wants the best for us. And I'm going to say I think he's a very disciplined coach because I'm going to just say a story. This one time, there was a football game and the goalposts, like, were on the field. And we didn't help him move them because we didn't know. And the next day we had a game. And after the game, we lost. And he still made us run like something called Manchester for like 30 minutes nonstop until our feet gave out. So I just think that he's like very disciplined towards the players. But he also wants us like to succeed, you know?
Definitely. I can't even imagine having to run after a game, especially a loss. I definitely can see how your coach, he definitely wants the best for you guys. And whether it's from conditioning or just maybe being a leader, it sounds like he does a good job at that. I want to ask you a similar question to what you just told me. If you had to give a couple words to kind of describe your team's identity, what would you say?
Very passionate. An encouraging team. We're really passionate. This season we're passionate to go far into playoffs. And I just think, like, I think my team is a very passionate and funny team. We had a lot of memories throughout the season, and I was really grateful to have them with my teammates. The reason I say passionate is because during games, when someone would score, we would, like, celebrate with, like, everything. Like, it was a good feeling to have with the team. And the reason I say funny is because I had so much, like, fun memories with the team. On away games, we would do a bunch of stuff that just, like, left long-lasting memories, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I definitely think the memories that you make with the team plays a big impact in, on how you guys perform. Definitely the psychological and emotional feelings that you get being in the team in high school plays a big part. On to a similar note, I want to ask you, what was your most memorable moment during this season?
The best memory of the season this year to me was when we went away to play our opponents. They were Point Arena. To us, they're our rivals. So it was a really important game. We wanted to beat them. They were 7-0 at home, so they were undefeated. No team had beat them at home. And we went there with everything. We ended up winning 2-0 with a goal from Diego Trujillo and Hasten. And I assisted one of the goals, and that's just like a very important game that stuck to me. And the memory was that it was a 3-hour drive. So we had a fun time on the bus ride playing music. And we stopped to eat at a pizza place over there. Just overall was just a fun experience. And I'm just really grateful because we were able to beat our rivals. And they're just talking so much smack the whole game. So it was a good feeling to make them be quiet and, like, go home knowing we got to win.
Of course, that's definitely the best feeling, is to beat your rival. I think that you definitely displayed a ton of emotion with that story in particular. Definitely seemed very memorable to you. I want to ask you a very specific question. How does Aaron Garcia lock in for game day?
Well, the way I lock in for game day, first things first, I always pray. You always got to pray. Thank God that you're alive, obviously, that you got the chance to play the sport you love. I always pray. And then once I get on the field, I put my cleats on. I put my little shin guards on because I got to get used to playing with the shin guards before the game. Then we do a little warm-up with the team. After the warm-up, we just do, like, little drills of passing with the partner. And after, I just do my own like, little work. I just stretch, kick the ball around, have a touch of the field and the ball so I can get used to the field. And that's pretty much it. I don't really do nothing too crazy. I don't get nervous before a game, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's good to hear, yeah. Nerves can definitely play a big part when you're doing a game, so it's good that you don't feel that way. And I want to know one thing. How different is the atmosphere in a playoff game than a regular season one?
I personally think that the playoff games are way crazier. And just, like, the atmosphere is just crazy because, like, a lot of fans are going to show love. And it's just extremely loud compared to just a normal season game. Not that much people go. Like, the crowds, it's, like, it's loud, but it's not as loud as playoffs because playoffs is, like, an important game. If you lose, you're out. In the regular season, this is like a regular game, you know. But I think the atmosphere in the playoffs is way cooler, better experience. You feel like a professional because, like, if you score, like, the feeling of just scoring in front of your home crowd and the fans cheering, it's just incredible.
I want to go and talk about, what got you into the game of soccer? Was it a person? Was it a memory watching it? I just want to hear more about that.
So I actually have a story about this. And the reason I got into soccer was when I was little, I was not really into sports that much. I was more into wrestling. And when I was little, I used to watch WWE. And this one time, I was wrestling. My sisters were wrestling. And then one of my sisters hit my other sister, and she started bleeding. And my mom thought it was me. So they, like, they got me in trouble, and then they canceled, like, the channel to watch WWE. So I started watching, like, soccer games. I would wake up at, like, 7 in the morning to watch Barca games and all that. And I started getting into Messi and, like, Barca. And that basically, like, inspired me to start playing soccer. And then the first year, I told my mom to sign me up for soccer. And I was just, like, the adults would tell my parents that I was good. So I just kept playing it.
Yeah, I definitely was a big fan of WWE as a young age as well. My parents obviously did not like it, similar to you. I got into the soccer in a different way, but that's an interesting story that you brought up. Tell me more about how you started watching soccer. Who was your favorite player growing up?
Well, like I said, I started watching soccer because my parents canceled the channel to watch WWE. The only thing we had was soccer games, so I would just wake up early to watch soccer games. And I would specifically just watch the Barca and Messi games. So I'm a big fan of Messi and Neymar because those two are my inspirations. Because since I was a youngin', I just loved how technical Neymar was, how shifty he was. And I liked how Messi, how quick he was with the ball. I just, like, he's just an incredible player. I think he's better than Ronaldo, though.
Yeah, we can agree to disagree on that topic right there. Do you still model your game after those players?
I think I do because I play with the number 11, and it's obviously inspired by Neymar because Neymar is one of my favorite left winger of all time. And I play a little bit like Messi. Not as shifty as him, but I have a little bit like comparison with him, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to me about your position. What position do you play on the team?
Normally, I used to play left winger last season, but this season I was playing striker. I was playing left mid or right mid, and I was also playing on like the left wings and right wing. So just mostly on the wings and on the striker. That was my position.
And as you get older and you go into different teams, do you kind of change the people that you watch? For example, maybe at a young age you're like a defender and you watch defenders mostly. Do you now kind of switch the people that you watch and try to model your game after them?
Well, as a youngin', I just always liked being an attacker. I liked getting goals. I would always watch like strikers and like left wingers or right wingers. Now I like to watch a lot of midfielders. I like how they play calm on the ball and how they do like nice passes, Travella passes. I just like a lot of that. So I'm trying to watch more midfield players so I can get the hang of midfield also, so I can probably play that position in the future.
Yeah, that's a great point. Midfielders definitely have a lot of workload, and they're able to do a lot of good things. More than most people, they're pretty versatile, and that's a good thing. One last question I have for you, Aaron. From head to toe, tell me your ideal soccer outfit for a big game. What do you wear from head to toe?
So, first off, I wear a neck warmer, a Nike neck warmer. Then under, I wear a red undershirt. And on top, I wear my jersey, obviously. And I wear my compression shorts under my shorts. And then I wear grip socks with cut socks on top of them with small shin guards. And then I just like to go with short. I like the short sock trait. Then I wear my red socks on top of my grip socks. And then for the cleats, I use some Phantom GXs. They're black and orange. And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, that's definitely a great outfit. I got to try that out. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for coming onto the show. It's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I hope it goes well for your senior season. Thank you so much for listening, guys, to this episode of Off the Pitch. Thank you so much. Bye.